So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
New Orleans & Company is a part of bringing this just incredible event to New Orleans. It's called Rockin' 1000. It's a band that consists of 1,000 members, not a marching band, not a symphony, a rock band consisting of 1,000 people. I can only imagine the number of groupies that it would take to satisfy a band of 1,000 people. You know, when the band Chicago goes on stage and you know, they've got maybe like, you know, I don't know, 8 or 9 people on stage, that's a big band. This is a band of 1,000 of drummers, of keyboard players, of bass players, of guitarists, of singers. And Gant Laborde is from New Orleans. He went to Rumble High School and UNO. And Gant is part of Rockin' 1000. He's going to be playing guitar in the band. And Gant joins us in the studio. Good afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. I'm glad you came down to talk to us about this.
Absolutely.
You know, I as much as I know about concerts, and having been to many concerts in my career, I'm still a little vague on how this is going to happen. Do you have a little better idea than I do about the staging?
Yeah, you know, I did.
Okay, they want you to move to another mic. So would you move to this mic? Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah.
You want me to hit the on button?
No, over one more.
Even one
yeah.
more.
Over one more. Yeah. Okay, coming when the music here. Stops, just sit in a chair.
All right, test.
Okay, we got you. All right, so tell me about the staging of this, because they're going to be drummers and keyboard players, and are the keyboard players all together? Are the guitar players all together?
Yeah, what they have is they have an alignment out there, and it's important for the musicians just as much as it is for the organization, because we want our family members to see us. So I have to buy tickets on a certain side of the Superdome, because otherwise they're just going to be like, see that little dot over there? That's Daddy. He's playing the guitar. But they have it all lined out, and they have also broken up, because there's lead guitar and there's secondary guitar, more rhythm guitar.
Yeah.
And they've got it all set together. And, you know, the first thing I did is I went ahead and looked up, you know, just like I do anything when I needed to fix it or figure it out, I go to YouTube. So I watched some past performances where they performed outside the U.S. For Rockin' 1000. And that got me really excited because, you know, this is their first U.S. performance, and I want to be a part of it.
So you auditioned for this. You sent in a video?
That's right. So what happens is, I guess, so not everybody goes ahead and just jumps in, says, hey, I could play one chord, put me in the Rockin' 1000. You actually have to do a audition video. And so you can sign up, create the account, but you don't become active for selection unless you actually do well in the performance video.
Okay.
If they like what you do, or I guess if they need that instrument a lot, what they'll do is they'll approve you. And then you try to go ahead and audition specifically for the Rockin' 1000 New Orleans.
Now, again, the drummers. They're going to generally be in. I'm trying to get my head around this because there's 1,000 people in this yeah. band. So the drummers are generally going to be in one area.
Yeah.
And so it's in other words, it's going to be like a rock band, but the guitarist, the bass players, the keyboard players, and the drummers, their area is going to be exaggerated with a lot of people yeah. in that that category in that area of the band.
Right.
And then the singers are out front.
Right. So one of the things that they're going to do, and this is, I might be giving away some of the secrets here, but...
I don't care.
In a live performance, I don't care. What are they going to do? Take us off the air now? So we'll have a click track.
No, but there's a lady over there that might get very angry, and, you know, I hate to have women angry at me.
Fair enough. There's a click track, just to make sure that everything, with something of this size, there needs to be some kind of orchestration, some kind of planning. So we're all going to have headphones with a particular track, making sure that we're in sync. That way we're not fighting the speed of sound across the entire stadium right. as it's all feeding into a main system.
All right, so... do you get a chance to practice
oh, yeah.
before? Wait, so 1,000 people are going to have a rehearsal?
That is true.
Before the show?
Yeah, so the way it's happening right now is that we all have these audition videos. So we're all practicing, you're learning the songs. Now, they haven't released all the songs to us yet, but we're all at home, we're all practicing, and some of us are forming little groups together to just mm-hmm. go over to somebody's house and perform and kind of just check things out. And then they have these jam sessions that they put on every month, where we go to we're going to Hard Rock Cafe. And then, you know, right there on stage at Hard Rock Cafe, people are signing up to be in certain songs, and we kind of pack the stage there and alternate each song, and people are getting different songs to practice together right now. So the next one's coming up, I believe, January 15th. They're going to have a bunch of people there. And then there's another jam session, I believe, on the 29th. And then I think on the 30th, we're going to actually have a dry run all inside the Superdome.
All right. So, Colleen from the group that is, you know, doing the publicity for all of this says that we can't give out the set list. I don't have it, but you can't give out the set list. Okay. But I'd like to give the audience an idea of what kind of songs you're going to play.
You know, for rocking music, it's got such a wide variety. We've got Beatles, we've got Metallica, we've got Bruce Springsteen, the fantastic, like, it touches a little bit of everything. It's guaranteed that you're not going to be absolutely in love with every song, but these are hits. These are hits. You're going to love them. You're going to enjoy them. And it's so funny to me, the wide variety, that one song we might be playing something very relaxed and slow, and then we might be closing out with a real jammer.
Okay. So if somebody wanted to get up and dance in the aisle, they could
I would love that.
Slow dance or fast dance. Now, Gant, so I'm sitting in the audience, and there's this band of 1,000 people. am I hearing one song? I want to compare this to like a jazz ensemble.
Yeah.
Sometimes I listen to a jazz ensemble, and it sounds like the people are playing five different songs.
Yeah.
You know, you've got the trumpet doing this, and the trombone doing this, and then, you know, they all go off on their own little things, and then mm-hmm. they all come back together. But is this going to sound like one cohesive song every time they do a song? Is it going to sound like one song done by 1,000 people?
Well, my interpretation is that, you know, when you're doing a track, when you play a song here, they put the guitar over the guitar, over the guitar, over the guitar, and you get this real depth of sound. Now, maybe the human ear can't tell a difference between 9 guitars and, you know, 400 guitars. Fair enough. Mm-hmm. But what happens is this sort of depth that, you know, playing a track over it, if you're in a recording studio, or you just go see a large band, at some point, it just gets this full sound of all these people tuned together, playing these notes, hitting the chords, and honestly, also playing along with their parts, knowing when the right guitar is going to stop and the left guitar is going to solo. And I think that when you listen to it, you go, wow, that sounds like a lot of guitars. I don't think you'll really be able to tell a difference between the Rockin' 1000 and the Rockin' 700, to be fair.
I'll agree. I mean, like, maybe at 400, it's like the point of diminishing returns.
Perhaps at that point, but the energy, I don't see it being any different, because when I'm around another musician, my energy doubles. When I'm in a, I'm at the on Bourbon Street, and we're doing the jam session, my energy goes up even further. I don't know where my threshold's going to be, but I'm happy to try it with 1,000 other people, or 999.
That's an interesting concept about the energy level that you would get from all of these people, and I can see that.
Yeah.
There are singers, right? There'll be lyrics that people are going to be singing. Will there be harmony? About how many singers are there? Do you know?
No, I don't know how many singers there are. I could see the section inside the website, and I can imagine there's going to be at least over 100 singers, right?
Wow.
And just these are auditioned, practiced singers ready for these songs, looking forward to singing it and singing their heart out. And I do recommend grab a couple of YouTube videos. There's one particular that I'm a fan of where they play Smells Like Teen Spirit. And it just looks like everybody's having the best time of their lives.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
So can you give us an idea of how big it looks on the you're going to be on the field.
Right.
You'll be on the field of the Caesar Superdome. Can you give us an idea of how much space you cover?
You know, I think it's like a large marching band. But to my benefit, we're not going to march. We'll all be plugged into our own amps and mic'd up and set there. But I think it would look like a large section of marching bands with the focus being on the center. And I don't know if they've noticed who the special guest will be, but there will be somebody there. There'll be some special events.
Cowboy Mouth, I know that Cowboy Mouth is one of the opening acts.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I know that.
There's announced a few people internally, and I don't want to say who that is because I don't want to get in trouble. As you said, we don't want her angry and running at us.
Oh, no. Listen, if it's Friday, the last thing you want is to have a woman angry at you on a Friday. I mean, I don't like it on a Monday, but I mean, Friday, it's even worse.
Right.
Ruins your weekend. So again, but a marching band's not going to have 1,000 people, right? I mean, like the Southern Marching Band. How many people in the Southern Marching Band?
You know, I don't know. We're going to be jam-packed together. It's going to be a lot of people, but I mean, the Superdome's going to be able to hold us
pretty well.
But do you have
a concept of, like, is it going to be from, like, the 30 to the 30-yard line?
Or? I think we're going to take the whole field.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Well, now Ian is playing guitar in this as well.
Let's
bring Ian in on this. Ian, do you have a concept of how this is going to look on the floor of the dome?
I just know what I've seen from the YouTube videos. I assume it'll be the same in the dome as it was everywhere else.
Which is what?
I think it's about how big?
Hard
to say because it's not like the football field is down there, right? Like the gridiron is not down there. Cantor, you all right with your headphones there? Let's see. He's working on it. Better? Can you hear me? Nope. I think it just kind of takes up this center area. I don't know if it doesn't take up the entire football field.
All right, so the Southern Marching Band, just in that moment, I just Googled that very quickly, they have up to 270 people.
Wow.
We're talking about 1,000 people on the on the field. So you think this is going to be like maybe from the 10-yard line to the 10-yard line and then all the way across the field from sideline to sideline?
I believe so, yeah.
Wow. Now, Ian, have you, you've, oh, you're not on mic.
No, I'm just checking.
He's in the other, Ian has come into this studio to, check the audio here or something. Man, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Gant Laborde. He's from New Orleans, went to Rumble, went to UNO. He is one of the guitar players who has been selected to perform in this phenomenal, unique band, Rockin' 1000. New Orleans and Company is sponsoring this and helping promote this. And this is a global phenomenon that is making its U.S. debut, and they're beginning their new world tour right here in New Orleans in the Caesars Superdome January 31st. Having been to many concerts in my career, I am intrigued by the idea of 1,000 people in a band. You know, there's a lot of people in Earth, Wind, and Fire, you know, but not 1,000 people. And then think about the Southern Marching Band. I just Googled this. They've got up to 270 wow. people. So we're talking about 1,000 people basically covering the floor of the Superdome, playing songs in sync that are going to be recognized.
Yeah.
Not playing in sync songs, but playing
I can't confirm yeah. or deny that.
Well, if you do, that might be a bathroom break for me. But anyway, that's a story for another show. Okay, not a big fan. But anyway. Yeah.
No, they're rocking songs. They're okay. all good rocking songs.
So, I mean, I can't imagine. Okay, so you know how they dim the lights and the band comes out and they, yeah. you know, you see silhouettes of the band members, you know, getting their guitars or getting behind the keyboard. You know, Duran comes out and Nick Rhodes is getting behind the keyboards and John Taylor's, you know, picking up the bass and you see Andy Taylor getting behind the drums. I mean, how are 1,000 people going to just come out and set up? I mean, that's going to take a few minutes.
That's a lot of, you know, the logistics of this are probably half the show for me. It's just, you know, when somebody drops a guitar pick, you know, they have to, what yeah. do we happens then? But, you know, I think that they have key specifications on the amp that we're supposed to bring. They have everything set up. We know exactly what to bring. We know what songs to have ready. We have videos that are particularly branded. So if you're not classically trained or something like that, but you're pretty good with a guitar or you're pretty good at singing, they have tutorial videos. And you just watch them at home, watch them on your break, kind of work through it a bit. And you got some time. And you know, these songs aren't hard. They're toe-tapping, wonderful rocking
okay.
songs.
All right.
There is, you know, there is one where I was like, wow, glad I don't have the solo for that one. But went to the jam session, and one of the gentlemen there, he played it just fine. So I was like, okay, good.
You know, I think one of the things about this phenomenon is that it is a phenomenon. It's an experience. Mm-hmm. And I think part of it's going to be to just say you were there. I mean, I was there. I mean, I went to this Rockin' 1000 thing, and I saw 1,000 people in one band playing all these songs. It's got to be something you'll remember forever.
Well, one of the great things about it is that, you know, not just to see it, but to have family members, have local people, know people who are on the field. And then for the rest of your life, you see them in a bar, you see them out yeah. there, you say, yeah, this is my friend. He played the Dome, by the way. You know, you get yeah. to say that for the rest of your life.
Well, that's true.
You get to yeah. you get to just wear this and the photos and the event and the experience.
Yeah. The groupies.
The groupies,
yeah.
Yeah, my wife told me that I have to pass mine on to the next guitarist.
All right, well, that process will be fun, too. All right, Gant Laborde, thanks for being with us. Good luck.
It.
I'm going to look forward to seeing
Fantastic.
You. I'll try to find you in the Rockin' 1000 band. And thanks for coming into the studio
thanks
this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.